Okay, first I want to thank everybody for clicking on the link and listening, because usually we just talk a lot about different funny issues and create different topics and everything and try to line up a good lineup and a good show to be able to people can listen to and interact with and enjoy it online. So we try to keep it very lighthearted and a lot of comedy and a lot of entertainment with a lot of music. And we start off with music and we have our little theme. This time we are not going to do that. We're going to actually talk about something that is very important and needs to be addressed in not only black community, but in any community. I mean, it's an issue with what's right and what's wrong and how screwed up our law and our justice system is towards not just people of color, but people lack of green color. Not just of black, you know, you're on the eight ball side of it. If you're poor, you're on the eight ball side of anything. We're going to discuss the Jenna 6, and we're also going to discuss the West Virginia rape issue as well, too. We're going to try to bring all that in together and link that and show you what's really going on. And we're going to talk about why majority of black media is also at fault of this as well, too, because they're choosing to more or less, let's say, hype up a 50 Cent versus Kanye album release than actually talk about real problems. So we're going to try to link all this in together, and that's what our whole show is going to be about. We got a lot of different new things on the show that will be great to talk about so you guys can see what's really going on and how we're going to dedicate and put forth a great effort to push this brand out that you can be able to hear it. But first, we definitely have to discuss this issue. So thank you for listening to the show, www.theshow.podomatic.com. Let's get started. And I hope you enjoy.
Black students standing up against racism.
When I came off the bus, I came around, I thought we were hanging down.
I encourage people of all races to become more godly so that they don't see color, that they see human beings.
Jenna 6.
It started last September when some black Jenna high school students sat beneath the shade tree where white students had always sat, and the next day saw the tree adorned with nooses.
When I came off the bus, I came around, I saw three of them hanging down.
When three white students were briefly suspended but not expelled for hanging those nooses, a fuse was lit. An unsolved arson fire destroyed a classroom building, and there were several verbal and then physical confrontations between blacks and whites. After the worst incident, six black students, led by football star Michael Bell, were charged with attempted murder for allegedly attacking and injuring white student Justin Barker. Bell was convicted of aggravated assault, and in September could face 22 years in jail. His court-appointed lawyer never challenged the all-white jury and called no witnesses.
There are going to be people second-guessing me from this time on. This may even become a law school case.
Bell's parents are distraught and have gotten a new lawyer for their son. And outside groups, including the ACLU and the NAACP, are anticipating the trials of five more suspects, a motion so raw around town that few people, including Mayor Murphy McMillan, would talk about the case even off the record. Local preacher Eddie Thompson said it's all happened in a town that once gave white supremacist David Duke more than 60% of its vote, and where racist attitudes persist. Less toxic than Mississippi burning, more like driving Miss Daisy.
Look, when staying in Atlanta, we get a different perspective on how black people live and maintain throughout the community. When you go to other little rural counties and other little rural towns that are in the deep south, things are a lot different, and we approach things and look at things a lot different. So it's very hard to look at it when somebody says that people are afraid to speak their minds now because of the fear of something, because that seems like so far away. But you gotta understand, it's not that far away. This was happening in the 60s, in the 50s, in the 40s, in the 30s, that wasn't 200-300 years away, or 200-300 years ago. That was right around the corner, really. There are people that are still living right now that are great-grandparents that still remember that there were signs up to say that you could only use this bathroom, you could only drink out of this particular water fountain with it. I think our main issue here has to be with the fact on the way how we understand that at times people won't change, but you have to look at why our laws haven't changed. We did a little research. CNN put up an entire link about Michael Vick when his dog fighting thing went down. A whole link on Michael Vick and these damn dogs. And we didn't do a show on Michael Vick and the dog because I love the Falcons and I love Michael Vick. And they sent him, my boy, to prison. They sent him, Vick, to prison. True, fighting dogs. And you're a millionaire. That's pretty damn stupid. But anyway, you don't send a man to prison that's not a threat to society. You're sending him to prison. I mean, this ain't county jail. You're sending him to prison for some dogs. And now you're trying to give some kids after a fight. A fight. Take in mind that after the fight was over, dude went to the hospital, looked at him. He left the hospital and was able to go out and attend a party that night. Now, if you didn't got your ass whooped bad enough to get somebody 25 years, you need to be A, dead, or B, still in your damn coma. If you're going to get somebody 25 years in prison for a fight, that person needs to be fucked up pretty good. Or excuse me, I'm trying to tone down the cussing. That person needs to be messed up pretty good. There's no way you get somebody 25 years, but that's what we're getting. This is truly a war on us. It's being a black man, there's a war on us. There's already been a war on us. I mean, it's already been going on forever, but now it seems like the war has intensified. The battles have gotten a lot stronger with it. One of the things that we got to look at is the fact that our media, too, really hasn't stood up and took forth a hard place in this. And the first thing that we got to see is, I mean, there are shows out like Michael Bay's and show that put forth the great effort. Al Sharpton's show put forth a great effort to make people more aware of this issue, create buses, get people organized to go down and to be able to protest and to voice your opinion on this. But there are other shows that have not, especially in big mainstream medias, that have not took that time and that effort that we need to voice our opinion on this subject. CNN can run hours on Michael Vick, but they'll run 10, well, 5 minute, two, a minute, 30 second segments about this. And this is a clear case of people that don't have money or the resources that they need to be able to get themselves the proper defense. And that's one of the things we got to do. We have got to learn the law and know the law and be able to have those particular choices and know what we can and can't do. Listen to the show.
Black students standing up against racism.
When I came off the bus, I came around, I saw Cleo hanging down.
I encourage people of all races to become more godly so that they don't see color, that they see human beings.
Welcome back to the show, www.theshow.podomatic.com. Let's first off, we're going to continue with the Gina 6 issue before we get into the West Virginia rape issue. Just as an update real quick, as of Friday the 21st, it appears that the bond was not placed for Mikal Bell. The bond was not placed for him, so he still is in jail. With it, it seems like all of the six have either their bond has been placed from $70,000 to $138,000, which has kind of been lowered down to $90,000. Good enough, thanks. $90,000 is really going to help now. The march was huge. It got a lot of attention. It actually got so much attention that two people were arrested for riding around in a red pickup truck with nooses created from extension cords hanging out of their truck. riding around near some protesters and people that actually came down to support them. And then you kind of wonder why the town is like, we don't really want people down here. Let us handle this on our own. But we can't let you handle it on your own, because look what you're doing. If we let you handle it on your own, you're going to give them life for a simple fight. You're getting life. And I think our main issue and other things we need to look at is two different things we need to look at. In the Duke issue, a few things happened with that. The district attorney was put out on display, and they also made him a spectacle, saying, look at what he's trying to do to these innocent kids. And they got him barred. He was disbarred. And they put him in jail. He actually served some jail time. He served a few hours in jail. So we're going to see exactly what's going to happen with this district attorney. And that's not just it as well, too. Every time you would say that our people try to make it or try to get out of a situation, we need each other to back each other, we always may have somebody that's kind of holding us back a little bit. If we all do a little research on somebody named Donald Washington, he's the U.S. District Attorney for the Western Division of Louisiana. He's one of the main people that made sure, because he didn't feel that the main thing that started this whole thing, he didn't even think it started it, when the three students hung the nooses over the tree, he doesn't feel they should be charged with any type of hate crime because they didn't have a previous record and they weren't associated with any type of other affiliates, such as a Nazi group or the Klan. So he didn't feel they should have been charged with any type of hate crime. But the two guys that rode around in a pickup truck with fake nooses strapped to the back could be charged. Different towns. The two guys in a pickup truck that rode around in front of protesters, that was in Alexandria. Alexandria's mayor came out and said, we're not like that other parish. We don't get down like that. We're going to charge your ass. So, kind of make you wonder, whose side you really on? You know what I mean? Now look, let's be fair too as well now. We got to be fair. Because I look at it like this. If this was six white kids that were being charged with 25 years to life, you know what I'm saying, for a fight and an altercation when the dude actually is able to get up out the hospital and go to an event or a function. Now, like I said before, 25 years for whooping somebody's ass, they either need to be A, dead or still in a coma. Because 25 years, that's a lot. That's a lot of years. So even if they were white, we still should be outraged at the justice system. We shouldn't look at this as a black and white thing. And it's sad because then you got Klan groups and you got skinhead groups. And they're trying to jump on this as a black and white thing. And it ain't even about that. Because see, my whole thing is this. This is more about a class thing with it as well, too, in our justice system. If you are poor and you behind the eight ball, the law ain't, there's no justice for poor. So it's crazy for us to sit back and just say this is a black thing and a white thing. And no matter who you are, you need to be upset with this. If you Mexican, if you Latino, if you Asian, Hawaiian, whoever, you should be upset with this. The fact that justice is for one side and then there's justice for another side. And it's even worse for us. I mean, let's just be honest. It's even worse for us. First off, if you're poor, that's one thing. But when you're poor and you're black, you're screwed. You're screwed. It's over, game. It's a wrap. It's over. Don't even speeding tickets. It's over. So what we really need to be upset with is the fact that this justice system is the way it is. When you ain't got no money, you ain't got nothing. You got no chance with it. They had to get these boys a public defender with this. So we really need to be upset with the fact that this town is able to wield their power over one particular group. And let's just kick out the whole fact that this is black, this is white. Because when it's all said and done, we all leaving this earth. And wherever we go, we might all be the same color. So who cares about the color side of it with it? We need to be more upset with the fact that we live in a world where there are two societies, the haves and the have-nots. That's more important than anything of saying that this is a color thing. And because if it was white kids that was getting 25 years, I'd still be upset. Because I know that if they giving their ass 25 years with, I know what they'll do to me. And now we see. And we got a quick little thing with the West Virginia thing. The West Virginia mother, she speaks out on camera. She talks to CNN. So let's play a clip. The West Virginia mother speaks about her daughter being tortured for a week in West Virginia. Her daughter's name is Megan. So let's listen to it right now. CNN interview with the West Virginia mother.
Kind of begin and tell us how you first found out about this. And did you learn about it on Saturday?
Yes. They called me from Logan County Hospital and asked me, did I have a daughter named Megan? And then they let me know that she was in the hospital and began to tell me a little bit about what happened to her.
What was your reaction when they were saying?
Well, I was shocked, you know, and I mean, I really just, you know, don't understand how anybody could do anyone like that. I mean, you know, I wouldn't do my worst enemy like that. And me and my family, you know, was just very horrified.
Had you reported Megan missing before that? When was the last time you talked to her?
No, I didn't report her missing because she has a history of kind of, you know, drifting off every once in a while. And so I just thought she was just running around town, you know, like she usually do. I had no idea she was in Logan.
Is it common for her to go to Logan County?
Or? No, it's not.
She lives in Charleston, so
yes.
She usually sticks to this
yes.
area.
Yes, yeah.
How did it come about that she did get to Logan?
I don't know. She just said one of her friends took her there. She rode up with her.
Do you know this person? This
no, I don't.
And she didn't know the people that she ended up being?
Oh, of course not, no.
She had never ever met them before?
No.
Okay. As a mother, I mean, you were learning more and more about what had happened in this week-long span. From what we understand, it was about a week?
Yes.
What is your reaction? I mean, people are just horrified about what they're hearing. I mean, I can only imagine what you're dealing with.
Well, yeah, we are. I mean, you know, as a mother, yeah, I am horrified. And like I said, I don't understand how anyone could go through the lengths they did, you know, things that they done to my daughter. It's just horrified. And I know that the Lord will, you know, bring us through it, but it's devastating.
That's some hard stuff to deal with right there. That's some hard stuff to deal with. That was the interview with the mother from the West Virginia rape case. Six individuals held the woman captive for a week or so and tortured her. And that's real hard to go through. That's something you just can't imagine, because one thing you always want to do is look out for your kids and look out for their safety and make sure they always, you know, you're always holding their hand, and when they run around in the store, you tell them, you know, get back, you know, quick, wait, where you going? And they love to play in the little clothes and stuff. So you're always worried about your kids, and you expect when they get a little bit older and they're up in their 20s, you kind of think you don't have to, you know, keep a close eye on them anymore because you're grown. But even that, even now that they're grown, you still got to give them a call. What are you doing? Where you at? Where you been? You know, because there's still sick people out there. You know, I truly hope that this case doesn't get pushed to the wayside or get forgotten with all of the Gina 6 things that's going on. Because you don't hear too many people talking about it. And this is a major issue. This is a crime against not only a black woman, but this is a crime against women. This is a crime that more people need to be outraged with. And look at it like this. Michael Vick was put on trial in the public's eye and pronounced guilty before he was really found out that he was guilty. But they called him heinous. They called him, this is horrible. You need to be put in a cage and fought with them dogs. They wanted to send this man to prison for life for some dog fighting. But this issue doesn't get the same amount of press, doesn't get the same amount of coverage, doesn't get the same amount of attention, doesn't get the same amount of scrutiny, it doesn't get that same appalling effect as they did with Michael Vick. And it just makes you wonder. You're just like, well, I wonder why that Michael Vick can get a camera thrown in his face and PETA is all over the place. And I know PETA's only for the protection of animals. And they're only there to protect the rights of animals. But who's really there to protect the rights of us in a case like this? What happened to her, if you ask me, is worse than dog fighting? I mean, some dogs. Dogs, okay? I mean, and they want to read out all the charges that he executed the dogs. He drowned them. He smashed them all. But nobody really wants to put out in the public on what these six monsters did to her. You know, it's crazy because Michael Vick lost $200 million. And his whole name and his face and his image was ripped apart. But do you really know what the six people that did this to her look like? Could you point them out? Was there a whole segment on CNN or was a whole segment on headline news about these six people and what they did? So I really hope it doesn't get brushed under and thrown away. I mean, there was another issue too, where a father lost his son. His son was kidnapped and raped and murdered by neighbors. Nobody heard about it. They didn't talk about it that much. He was Mexican descent, and nobody talked about it. So it's crazy. Every time that we jump up and down and we say, you know, this ain't fair, this ain't right, and people look like, well, come on, y'all are always hollering that. It's the reason why we always hollering it, because it deserved to be hollered. So I hope that everybody that judged Michael Vick and said, you know, he was heinous, I wonder what words you can come up and think of about these six monsters that did this. And to speak on the fact that Kanye West can throw a bitch fest at the back of the MTVs because he wasn't put on and they put Britney Spears on. Now, to me, he ain't the most political rapper when it come out and speak his mind, because he ain't said nothing on either one of these issues. So when we were so quick to jump up and like, you know, Kanye spoke his mind and he said Bush don't like black people. Well, come on, we all know Bush don't like black people. Duh. Come on. He rides around there with a bumper sticker that says Bush don't like black people. But what Kanye at now? Why he ain't saying nothing now? You know, he has a bitch tirade, a bitch fest going on, but he ain't saying nothing now. Man. Yep. The show. Podomatic.com.
Black students standing up against racism.
When I came off the bus, I came around, I saw Cleo hanging down.
I encourage people of all races to become more godly so that they don't see color, that they see human beings.
First off, man, I want to say I appreciate everybody for clicking on the link, listening to this special on the Gina 6 issue and the West Virginia rape case. Appreciate that. The next podcast that you listen to is going to be back to the original format. We got a few things that's going to be different, a little exciting, same comedy, and a little bit more things that we can all sit back and enjoy and laugh with. But this, I think we definitely had to get a little bit more serious with, and to be able to understand what's really going on with it. So everybody that wore their black on Thursday, put your hands up, put your lighters up. But you got to understand, this cannot just be a one day thing or a one year thing or a one month thing. We can't just do this only when the issues come about with it. We all have to get together and continue to keep doing this no matter what, and keep pushing the limits of our law and make sure everything is fair, because for every one Gina 6 we hear about, it's got to be about 8 or 9 or 10 that we don't even know. So, it still is an ongoing fight. Let's keep it up. And appreciate you for listening to the show. Show.podomatic.com. Tell a friend so a friend can tell a friend. Then we all can sit around and y'all can listen to it as friends and get my ratings up. Okay. Appreciate you listening to the show. And remember, this fight, we got to continue. Peace.
Black students standing up against racism.
When I came off the bus, I came around, I saw Cleo hanging down.
I encourage people of all races to become more godly so that they don't see color, that they see human beings.